One.
Yeah, 81. You had moved. Marilyn had gotten, was working for the property management company, was Irvine?
Oh, right, because, Irvine Company Property.
Irvine Company Properties,
along
right.
101 and Jamboree Road. You were never there, were you? This was a property that over, that apartment we had looked over the ocean.
Right, probably, but you did seem to change apartments at a pretty regular basis.
Well,
no,
we did. She started in the office, and the company Irvine had built a new property. Are we taking this down?
Yes.
Okay. And they had built a new property, kitty corner across the street, and it was failing. It wasn't doing good well at all. Mm-hmm. So she was assigned to run it. Took her 8-10 months, put it on a solid.
I remembered that first one. Redwood's Lynn.
Cut off.
It's okay.
Go ahead.
It's Wynwood Glen. It's called it. It was the first small one that I had.
Wynwood Glen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's in Irvine.
Irvine. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, she turned it around. And again, that company is not dumb. They notice things like that. So, then there was a vacancy. They fired the manager at Promontory.
Mm, yeah.
And they asked Mary Lynn to come back and specifically said, you are a temporary fill-in until we find the man we want to run this thing. Well, they never did.
Mm-hmm.
So she, with one break, was it one break? Okay, it was that one across the street. I'd forgotten about that. So with one break, she manages for the next 7 years. And how the break happened was she told me, came in, she's sitting at her desk in this other prop. And her boss and her boss's boss and two other people come in. And she looked at him, and her immediate thought was, oh, my God, I'm being fired.
Mm-hmm.
So she waited for them to talk. No, they didn't want to fire her. They wanted her to go back to Promontory. Now, I need to explain that this place. Mary Lynn, what was the name of the place on the golf course? On the golf course.
Yeah, I did. I remember that place.
All right. It doesn't
matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It was 30 years ago.
He ended up selling them as condos, and I went back to Promontory Corner.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was the nicest place we'd ever lived in.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember.
And then out back, her older boys would come in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
jump the fence and play 16 rounds, thank you, 16 rounds of golf, avoiding 1 and 18 so people wouldn't see them, and just had a lot of fun doing that. And then finally, she was moved, well, they came to see her, and they told her that they wanted her to go back. She said, you know, this is a beautiful place. It was. It was the nicest one we'd
Villa
ever lived.
Villa Point.
Villa Point. Thank you. It was the nicest one we'd ever lived in.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Period. So I think it was the Irvine guy turned to the management company and said, do you have any top row penthouses?
Oh, okay.
And he looked at his chart and he said, yeah, there's one. And the Irvine guy said, give it to her. Okay. And by now she had learned to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
So she was still a little reluctant. And they decided to sweeten the pot. And they said, did we tell you there's a raise? No.
Okay.
Was that a 15% raise?
For what?
For you to go back to Promontory?
No.
5,000 more. That was a lot more than 15%.
Back probably, in 1981,
probably closer to 35.
Sure. Yeah.
So. So, she reluctantly agreed, and we moved back, and now she's taken over the place again. In the meantime, while she was gone, it had gone downhill as far as rentals were concerned. So, as happens every place, 6-8 months, and she boosted it back up into the high 90s and kept it there the whole time that she was manager, which is why she was so valuable to them. Now, I was working.
So you'd mentioned that the company that you were with for 5 months doing some PR work, and then you left them to go to the beeper place. Am I getting the name right? Was it Metro Call?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the beeper place.
Yeah, because beepers were a big thing back then.
Mm-hmm. And finally they had a shake-up because they were switching from just beepers to cell phones.
In the early 80s?
Yeah.
So these were the giant cell phones.
Yeah, like a brick.
Like a brick with in the small suitcase.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, they weren't in the suitcase. They were just in a leather container hanging on the belt.
Right. So I was living in L.A. I was working in Hollywood. I saw more than my share of those. But they were, they're expensive.
So they shook up the company.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have any room for me.
Mm. I remember that you had contacted me. I graduated in 82, so I think it was right around the time I graduated. And we met, and we were throwing around some ideas. You thought, well, I have a creative son. Let's get some ideas on commercials, ad campaigns for this company. And I had come up with an idea of, what if, historical figures had Metro Call beepers? So it was like Napoleon Bonaparte at Waterloo or Custer, riding a little bighorn and his beeper goes off and he gets a message and says, oh, wait a minute.
Don't go down there.
Don't go down there. And you thought it was a pretty good idea. But I think it was shortly after that that the shakeup happened. You lost the job. So we were never able to go ahead with that. That was back when you had to sell the idea of instant communication.
All right, so then I decided, you know what? I've been working for other people for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for me to work for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I had my little setup at home. By this time, I had purchased a computer that I could at least type out material.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it wasn't anywhere near the quality of being able to reprint it, but I could take it to a typesetter.
Right.
And the typesetter also was a printer.
Right.
They did that in those days.
Yes, they did.
And I went out and drummed up some business with the California Automotive Association.
Mm-hmm.
What I drummed up was monthly publications for them.
Now, they didn't have a publication, right? You came in and proposed, hearkening back to the monthly publication you did for that you edited for AC Transit. But how did you find this group?
One of them, I think, came to me because somebody knew me. And they understood that I could have a magazine made.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, the first one was not much more than both sides of a sheet of paper.
Right.
For which they paid me $100 to do all the work.
All right.
But it was a start.
Yeah.
Then I talked them into, let's make it a little nicer one. Which they agreed to. So I designed the four page, and they liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I designed an 8 page, and they liked that. And then a little bit later on, a 12 page with a staple in the middle.
Wow.
And these are 8.5 by 11
mm-hmm.
sizes.
8.5 by 11 and then folded, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, no, 17 by 11.
11 by 17 folded. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And they look pretty good. So after a few months of that, I went out and got some sponsors who were willing to pay to be in it and were willing to pay for color.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that made all the difference in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Once we started sending out color ones, and as part of the deal, I would send them to other chapters of the CAA.
So this was just one chapter?
To start with.
Okay.
But I would send it to other chapters, and other people would send to other chapters too. Well, then they started calling me, and I wound up doing 8 of them every month.
For 8 different chapters?
8 different chapters.
And all around the Southern California area.
Except for one was up in the Bay Area.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah. We did all that by...
And some of the content could be the same, and then you had some custom content for different chapters.
Exactly.
Right. So the more you got, in a sense, the easier it became.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because people in San Francisco didn't know what I was doing for the people out in Palm Springs.
Right.
So I could run the same material. There's no reason not to, since I had already had a typeset. It was just a matter of taking out the stuff that wasn't common, like for Van Nuys.
Right.
And then substituting for, like I said, Sun Valley.
Simi Valley?
Yeah, Simi Valley was one, but I was thinking the one out in the desert. What's that famous city out in the desert where the Betty Ford Clinic is? I just mentioned it a few minutes ago.
Palm Springs?
Yes.
Yes.
So I wound up with 8 different ones in 2 a week.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was a lot. Time off.
Need to